At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving. Hey, Kelly, it is the end of summer. The kids are back in school, and it's time for the adults to play.
I'm ready.
If you don't have to work around a school schedule anymore like we don't, now's the time to think about planning a trip to the beach. The weather is still great. The rates are even better. Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, Outer Banks, and other great locations drop their rental rates at the end of summer and into the fall.
Well, don't forget, we're going to Naples in 57 days, and yeah.
Who's counting, right?
Yeah, literally, I am counting down. Well, I don't know about you, but I have the trick for sunscreens. Most people think I am an expert when it comes to, I call them sunscreen, magic lotion, potion. I mix my own. And people go, you get a really good tan. How do you do that? Well, okay. I have to admit, I use a little bit of a cheater, as I call it. But I actually have friends that will call me and say, now, how did you mix that concoction again? Well, what I do is I take L'Oreal's bronzer. It's a self-tanner. And I use the one that's medium.
Right.
It's like about, sometimes you can get it on sale for maybe like $6.99, but it's usually like $10. But then I take Australian Gold, which is like, it's a pretty famous thing out there. It's like Banana Boat and those, but it's much, much better. It used to only be, even though it's made in Florida, it used to only be available in Hawaii, believe it or not. And like 20 years ago, I found it. And now all of a sudden it's in CVS, it's in Walgreens, it's everywhere. It's probably because I'm sure it's so much of it. So what I do is I do not even half and half, but I take like the Australian Gold. I'll take like an 8 or a 15 number.
Right.
Because you shouldn't use anything less than that. Usually everybody says 30 or so, but I'm pretty much the 8 and 15 girl. Then I put in some of that self-tanner bronzer, shake it up, and then I put it on, and I get a tan much faster.
You have a lovely tan.
Thank you. I'm keeping it up until we leave in October. But don't forget also that after you've tanned and you take a shower, some people, might burn so you need to maybe get aloe vera.
Lots of moisturizer.
So I like to put regular moisturizer on it because I really don't burn. But if you do burn, you should get the aloe, but you should get the one that's 100% aloe vera versus some that have alcohol in them because that just tends to burn yourself even more.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know if you knew that.
Skin.
But yeah, so make sure you look at the one that says 100% aloe vera.
That's a good tip. And speaking of sunscreen, if you're taking kids to the beach, make sure that you're applying the sunscreen liberally and often, and you want at least an SPF of 30 if you're putting it on your kids.
Unless you're me.
Sometimes it's tough to get those kids to hold still long enough to get the sunscreen on, but you got to do a good job. So don't try to juggle holding the sunscreen with one hand and holding the kid with the other. Put it on both your palms, and you just grab those kids, and you rub downward on their arms and legs until you get them all covered.
Okay, I need to ask you this, because I see those people at the pool, and I'm downwind of them, and they've got those spray cans.
The spray on.
It gets all over me and in my mouth. It's not really getting on the people.
I think it's kind of a shotgun approach.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of goes everywhere.
I think it's kind of a waste of money unless you plan on saying, here, to the person next to you laying in the chair, would you like me to give you some lotion for free?
I think it's good to have it with you just for a quick touch-up, but I don't think you get as much of an application. And frankly, I go through it faster. If I'm using the spray on, then I do the lotion. I find I go through a can of spray on pretty darn fast.
I think it's just a way to make more money.
Well, that could be, too.
Because, I think it probably doesn't even last a week. In some cases, if you got four kids, it probably didn't even last a day at the pool. But you know what? Thinking of lasting longer, lasting swimsuits. How do you make your swimsuit last longer? I mean, there are some real easy tips. Redbook magazine had 3 easy tips, which I think are just really smart. Rinse it right away. in cold water to remove any of that chlorine that is on it. And that'll reduce the damage to the fabric. Use the right soap. I never thought about that, but baby shampoo, they said to use. So I'm going to have to go buy
some.
Yeah, they said not regular detergent, no hand soap, and no, never dish detergent. I would never use dish detergent on my clothes. I mean, that just sounds funky anyway. And then the other thing is don't hang it in the sun because it'll still make it fade or
could
rot, as they say. But they say leave it in a dry area, you know, like you could lay it across a bathtub or a sink or something like that. But also don't wring your swimsuit out because that's not good for the fabric. But just pat it with a towel or
roll
it up in a towel, particularly if, let's say, you're at a pool or something, you're changing your clothes and it's damp, just roll it in a towel and that'll keep it till you get home and you can rinse it out. So I thought those are some pretty good tips.
Yeah, those are good tips. Speaking of swimming, so Kelly, are you a jump in the water person or a gradually wade in kind of person?
Well, I've tried both approaches and I pretty much have just jump right in there.
That's what I always thought, too. I've always held to the old wisdom, you just jump in and get it over with, rip the Band-Aid off, get into that cold water all at once. Well, as it turns out, it's actually better for you to wade in and avoid the stress caused by the sudden change in temperature. So according to Red Book magazine, the blood under your skin surface, which keeps you warm, rushes to your vital organs when you jump into cold water, which makes you even colder, so it feels even worse. So the advice is gradually wade in. It gives your body time to acclimate to that cold water.
Well, unless you want to get rid of somebody, then you just
push them right in that cold water.
Well, you know what? Except when you're at the beach. Now, when you're at the beach, you kind of have to wade in because obviously you can't just jump in. It's not like it's
jump
off
into that shallow water.
Right. But, you know, the one thing is about, I don't know about you, but going to the beach is sand.
Sand is a problem.
Sand gets everywhere. So, again, we love this Red Book. They seem to have so many good tips, and we just kind of call this segment Splash because we're just going to have so much fun. Baby powder. Now, I never thought about this, but they say to take a small bottle of baby powder, and this sounds really weird, but you apply it all over your kid's skin before you get into the car at the end of the day.
Baby powder in your car.
and because it absorbs the moisture.
But your car will smell delightful.
It'll smell really good, but it'll have baby powder and sand all over it. But it says that the sand just falls right off. So then you got to clean your car. So guess what? A bottle of compressed air.
Like you use for a computer?
Exactly like you use for a computer. That's what they say.
You spray your kids with that?
Well, no, I don't think it's the kids. It's the car.
I want to see that.
Okay, it's after you use the baby powder. And now the baby powder and the sand all over your car. Then you take the compressed air. You can use it on the crevices of your phone if you get sand in there.
The
seams of your car seats, but not on your kids. Oh, no.
Okay.
And the third one is a lint roller. Now, I don't know how you do the lint roller gig. I mean,
Now I have pets, so I always have a lint roller with me wherever I go, all the time. So that actually makes sense to me that you'd use a lint roller. That picks up a lot of stuff. If it picks up pet hair, it can probably pick up sand.
Do you have a lint roller with you?
Absolutely. Always.
Okay, fine.
Leave the house without it.
Okay, well, then you better bring it to Naples when we go down there.
I'm ready.
Okay, 57 days. I'm counting.
I think we're set.
Let's go.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
With OneNet on Vodafone Business, you can make and receive landline calls from your mobile, meaning your office could be here. Or here. Or more likely, here.
Hello, Saunders Designs. How can I help?
your office can be anywhere with our OneNet virtual landline. Available on our new unlimited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and OneNet terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.